Inspector Jim Adamczyk. He's the assistant district commander for the Michigan State Police's 1st District Headquarters. Inspector, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Conley. How are you today?
Well, it seems like lately law enforcement's been getting a boost. I've seen some funds have become available for different agencies throughout the state, and I know that you're trying to be a little bit more efficient by making some new regionalized changes with your post. Tell us about it.
Well, sir, with decreasing tax revenue since 2002, MSP, or the Michigan State Police, have experienced budget cuts totaling $90 million. For fiscal year 12, which begins October 1st, a couple days ago, MSP received another $17.7 million reduction. Now, that $17.7 million equates to laying off 177 troopers, and I don't think that's in the Michigan citizens' best interest. So MSP is reinventing itself, and we adopted a regional policing plan, sir.
Tell us about some of the details. How many posts are we going to lose?
Well, out of our 62 posts statewide, we are going to close 29 of those posts. And by reducing our infrastructure costs associated with bricks and mortar, we're going to save that $17.7 million. And in short, we're going to get rid of bricks and mortars, and we're going to keep troopers, which are the people that serve the public.
Will we lose any troopers?
No, sir. No, sir. That's the good part about this regional policing. Bricks and mortar don't solve crimes. Your troopers do. They can work out of their patrol cars with the technology of the patrol cars, with cell phones, with mobile data radios, with computers. They can do a lot of work out of their cars, still protect our citizens, and we won't have to lay them off.
How many troopers do we have on the road, do you know?
We have under 1,000, sir. We used to have about 1,320 a few years ago, but like everybody else, the Michigan State Police have really been taking some cuts and are pretty well decimated.
The state has 83 counties. Are you still going to be able to maintain coverage in all those counties?
Yes, sir. We are just a phone call away, or just a 911 call away from people. Plus, we will be highly visible since we'll be closing buildings. Troopers will be working out of their cars, and hopefully we see a more of a visible presence of that Michigan blue.
I thought it was interesting how one of the first things you said is that the loss of funding, that $17-plus million, is going to take away some of the ability that the state police has, and you don't believe it's a good thing to lose troopers and money when it comes to protecting citizens.
Well, Michigan, over the past several years, has experienced reduced revenues. And so all 17 state departments have to tighten their belts, and Michigan and the state police are doing their part to survive in this economy. And so we reinvented ourselves, but yet our first obligation is to protect our citizens. And this way we don't lose any troopers, and with the troopers we do have, we can go out there and protect the public.
Now, beginning October 16th, 19 former Michigan State Police posts will convert to detachments. Tell me, what are these detachments and how are they used?
Okay. A detachment is still a building or an office, and it's really low or no cost to the department. However, it's a place where the troopers can begin and end their shifts. They can store evidence temporarily. They have lockers and computers. But it's not generally open for the public. Now, the troopers can meet with the public, but it'll be by appointment only.
I find it interesting in a couple places where you're going to have detachments. I can understand why you would want to pretty much close down East Tawas and Kalkaska, perhaps. But when I see places like Grand Haven, Ionia, Traverse City, those are pretty good-sized cities. Wouldn't you prefer to have those open on a full-time basis?
Well, you know, probably what we prefer and what our economy dictates. We've all had to make changes in state government based on the economy. But the important thing is Grand Haven, for example, is still going to be a detachment. They are still going to have troopers working out of there and serving the people in that area. So they may not have administrative hours that that post traditionally has, but that's the trade-off, sir. You know, we have budget reductions, but yet our first obligation is to protect the public, and that's what the troopers in the Grand Haven area are going to do, as they are statewide.
The following posts are slated to close permanently: Adrian, Battle Creek, Detroit, Ithaca, Munsoning, Richmond, Stevenson. Some of those are pretty big cities. It worries me. I wonder, are we going to be safe in those cities?
Oh, definitely. Remember, the buildings are closing, but the troopers are still going to be there. So that's the important thing. It's a shift in our thought process. It's a culture change. But again, even though the buildings are closing, the troopers will be there, and we'll be working out of cars and detachments and remote work sites.
All right, Inspector Gene Adamchek is the Assistant District Commander for the Michigan State Police First District Headquarters. Inspector, if people want to see more information about this, you've got a website, don't you?
Yes, sir. All they have to do to go is michigan.gov and go to MSP. And all that information is posted, sir. And again, we are the Michigan State Police are dedicated to serving our citizens.
All right, Inspector Gene Adamchek from the Michigan State Police. We appreciate all our military and our law enforcement. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Connelly.